This is All Things Considered. I'm Colin Campbell. One of the biggest upsets and closest races in last month's primary took place in the Northeast. In a state house race to serve the Roanoke Rapids area, longtime Representative Michael Ray lost to challenger Rodney Pierce. Pierce is a social studies teacher who criticized Ray for his record of voting with Republicans. That helped him win the Democratic primary by just 34 votes. There's no Republican running in November, so he'll join the House in January. He spoke with me on the WUNC Politics podcast about his successful campaign and his goals in the legislature.
What we set out to do was to educate and teach the public. And in saying that, what I mean is we set out to educate and teach the public about my opponent's voting record. As I said numerous times on the campaign trail, I respected my opponent as a man. I respected him as a husband and as a father. What I did not respect was his voting record.
You're going to be representing a very interesting area of the state. All three counties that you serve are majority black, and they also have a high rate of poverty. What does the state legislature, in your mind, need to do to help your counties prosper going forward?
Invest. Invest. One of the nicknames that I give my part of the state is neglected Northeastern North Carolina, or the neglected Northeast. And I seriously think that's because we've been neglected for so long. If you trace back the history of our area, we had the highest enslaved populations during the antebellum era. We had some of the worst Jim Crow policies or incidents here. We had multitude of court cases and of litigation where black people were literally fighting for civil rights. We had been guaranteed not only in the state constitution, you know, with the Leandro case that's still ongoing 30 years later, but also voting rights.
Yeah, you mentioned education funding and particularly the Leandro lawsuit, which has been a big deal in your corner of the state and some of the school districts there in the past. Obviously, all that has been a hot topic of the legislature. How do you see that issue play out for yourself with the conditions that you're experiencing on a daily basis on the ground teaching in a rural classroom?
Yes, sir. I'm glad you asked me that, Colin, because what happens is you, first of all, some of your classrooms are overcrowded. You have one teacher and he or she may be trying to teach 20 to 30 students in a classroom. You don't have the support personnel to deal with some of the issues that you're going to be dealing with the children that we have. I mentioned the mental health issues. So you don't have the counselors. You don't have the school psychologists. You don't have the nurses. You don't have the social workers. You don't have enough bus drivers. You know what I mean? You may not have a media specialist. You know, that's very seldom. You don't have one of those, but you may not have those types of support personnel that you need at the school level to address the issues that you're going to be dealing with the students. And last but definitely not least, you're not going to be able to offer as many classes to students as you could. Some of our kids here, you know, they're very talented artistically, but they don't have an art teacher.
Outside of education, what other issues do you hope to address once you're serving in the House?
Affordable housing. About a third, just under a third of the people in all of the counties that I'll be serving are cost burdened when it comes to housing. That means they spend at least 30% of their income on housing. So we definitely want to address that. We also want to address the health care issues in the area. We have some very, very severe health disparities in House District 27. The mental health issue, of course, that I was talking about earlier in the schools as well as outside here in the regular community, and making sure that we have equitable economic development, making sure that when making sure that we can recruit good, solid industry to our area. And when they come, that they're going to be providing good paying jobs with good benefits to local people.
Rodney Pierce is a Democrat and the representative-elect for the House District serving Warren, Halifax, and Northampton counties. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, sir.